five contestants, 1 minute each. Let's see who will walk away with tickets to see Sebastian Maniscalco at XL Energy Center on
Make Chad Laugh.
There you go. Dave laid it out for you. And it pays off to call in promptly. If the first person makes me laugh, ballgame. It's over. It's kind of like when Pablo gave up the 2 3-run homers yesterday. Ballgame. Over.
At least that took more than a minute.
Yeah. Seemed like about a minute.
It wasn't long.
I mean, I'm clicking.
I was watching the clock.
I getting ready for the purple. I click over. I hear Corey telling me it's already 3-0. They're losing. I'm thinking, Pablo, you're on the hill. All right. Make me laugh. Pair of good tickets to see Sebastian Maniscalco at the X on Valentine's Day. This is a really good opportunity for you. Judy, you are first on WCCO Radio. The clock starts right now.
All right. What's worse than ants in your pants?
What is worse than ants in your pants? I don't know. Tell me, Judy.
Uncles.
God, I thought about it. I really thought about it. I'm almost chuckling a little bit afterwards, but I don't think that counts, Dave, does it?
No, it does not. She's still got 30 more seconds if she's got another one.
No. Well, I've changed the rules. I've changed the rules of that. You got your one opportunity.
Oh, wow.
One opportunity.
That's harsh.
Yeah. It's tough, right? Judy, try again.
Yes.
We're going to play this every day this week. What'd you think of that one? Was that a potential?
Yeah, it was bordering. Normally, I'm an easier crack than you, and it didn't quite get me.
Yeah.
I do think I think I've heard that one before.
I have, too.
By the way, don't go to Scott anymore. He's out.
Will, that means one line is available. 651-461-9226. Chance to see Sebastian Maniscalco at the X February 14th next year. What a great Valentine's Day gift. You got 60 seconds to make me laugh. It's not that difficult. Will, thank you so much for listening. Go ahead. The clock has started now.
All right. What do you get when you cross an elephant with a rhino?
Crossing an elephant with a rhino. I don't know, Will. What do we have?
Elephino too, man.
Oh, we got one.
I think I like that.
I think we got one.
Yes. I think the delivery.
That would have been practiced.
Yes. From Major Garrett to Benny Hill. Okay, Dave Harrigan, before we congratulate Will, what did you think of that one?
That one got me. Like you said, I think the timing was perfect. And the elephant.
Hell if I know, man.
Yeah.
I mean,
roll right off the tongue.
The lyric of the voice?
Mm-hmm.
Will, excellent. You're the winner, man.
Yes, we. I took my brothers to see him the last time he was in town at the, I think it was the State Theater. So I'm going to bring my again or next year.
Oh, your phone broke up briefly. Who are you bringing next year?
My younger brother. He's a big stand-up comedy fan.
Perfect. Will, glad you're listening. Keep listening, and Dave will talk to you during the break.
Thank you so much.
Thank you. I want to encourage the folks to try again all week. We're going to move the timer up. Okay, because there are times with our contests where I worry we wait until the end, where we're kind of, where you know, there can be a trap to keep listening, because then you listen the whole show.
Mm-hmm.
But we don't want to not reward the, hey, I got to work or I got to pick up my kids and it's 12 to 12:30. So there'll be sometime this week we'll start the show with it.
Pay attention. Marshall was on hold. Amanda was on hold. We had a bunch of folks calling right at the end. You got to call early because we're only taking five, so don't wait.
Right.
Get in line early.
And we've had attempts before. We might have went back-to-back days where we kind of were like,
it has happened.
And that was funny. I was amused.
Two entries. That's all we needed.
Yes.
Well done, Will. And Judy was close.
Judy was close. All right. Play it again tomorrow. Let's get back to the purple, because we had Chip on right at the start because he's working on a project. So that means in the 2 o'clock hour, we have not talked about the Vikings yet. How about this question through the text machine? How much are you believing that this isn't just an aberration, that this is the real bleeping deal? As Joe Biden once said to Barack Obama, I know you call him Barack Hussein Obama, you know, how much are you buying this? They just summarily dismiss the Giants. I mean, get out of my shadow. Then they play the second best team in football the last 5 years. The San Francisco 49ers.
Beat them by a touchdown.
Yeah. Physical football game. They almost blew them out. If Fred Warner doesn't make a great play, Aaron Jones scores his 27-7. It's ball game. But when they need to make the drive to win it, they did. Then yesterday, I bet if you looked at preseason predictions in the AFC, Kansas City clear one, but then maybe Baltimore Texans tied for second?
Yeah.
Right in there? And they crushed them. And I was talking with Chip. Where have they looked suspect? Give me a spot. Darnold may be with some crazy throws occasionally, but he's got 8 touchdown passes. Aaron Jones has got over 300 yards. They don't have Hockenson and Addison, and Jefferson's just Jefferson. How good has Naylor been? Powell's made some catches. Offensive line has been really good. The big galoots on the defensive line are massively underrated. We hardly talk about Bullard and Tillery and Phillips. Grenard's got 4 sacks. Jones has got 4 sacks. The secondary's so good, they're bored.
Just keep getting picks.
The Alabama kicker would have made it from 68 yesterday.
At least.
It's very tempting to buy in. Because I think they have been the most impressive team, the 3 games. Has another team beat 2 teams like San Francisco and Houston? I think the answer is no. How much are you buying it? 0. Oh, I've watched this parade before. I'm a lifelong Viking fan. I'm not buying it at all. Or 10, it's 98 and 2009 again. Now, that didn't work out so well in the championship game.
Not bad up until those
You
points.
Take that run, or 17?
Yeah.
How much you buying in? 0 to 10, let me know. DeRusha, probably wearing his Viking jersey today because they've won. He'll join us when we come back.